If it'll go, there we go. And just to get started, if you don't care, just state your name and your age.
Thomas Wardell, born 12/16/16, now 81.
Okay, and what years did you go to school up at Hyman?
At Hyman, 1930 to 1934.
Now, did you live up there at the settlement school?
I lived, I did. Lived right here. But there was the highway was out to the furthest mountain here. And from there on to the top, it was graded on the other side, but this mountain, it was over a year of building the road through there. So I went to the settlement and stayed. My uncle Dan, as I said, Hayes, was jailer, and I lived with them until I got a job opening at the settlement school. And I went to Eastover. The name of the house. Okay.
Now you have you always lived in Mark's Lane?
No.
Or is that where you, grew up? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up. I was born down here in Floyd County, and then we lived right out here until 1921, and we went to Ohio and stayed until 1928. And 1928 to 1930, I was in the 7th and 8th grade down at Upper Jones Fork School. And, of course, Benny Dyer was a teacher down there for the upper grades, and he lived at Lebron and rode a horse from Lebron to over here to the barn over here, and back and forth for 2 years there. And I was in the 7th and 8th grade, and I spent half my time teaching the 1st and 2nd grade.
Well,
there's just one room school at the time, and then you couldn't do them all. So, but anyhow, then in 1930, then that was 28, 29, 30. Well, I went to Hyman and graduated there in 34.
How did you hear about going to school over at Hyman?
Well, that was the only place to go if you was going to, after you passed the 8th grade, was Hyman School. I mean, Car Creek, they had a Car Creek one, they had a Keeney one at that time. We had four high schools, they had four high schools in the county at that time. But Hyman Settlement School was the only place that I wouldn't have gone in then if that meant my mom made me.
What'd you think about that? What'd you think about your mom making you go to school? Did you not like that?
Well, I knew it would be. I should do it. But they was not a person around here young that went to high school. And so I was one of the first in this section to go to high school.
Did anybody else in your family go to school over at Hyman?
The ones prior to my family, I was the third one down. Lloyd, my older brother, died. He was born in 1908, and then the next one was 1910, and then one next in 1913, mm-hmm. and then me. And I don't think either one of those went to high school. Mm-hmm. The older one had, I think, 1 year maybe. But then, after that, all the rest of them got college degrees. After I went and got a college degree, the other three younger ones have college degrees.
That's something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ought to get my questions out. I'm sitting here trying to do it by memory. I forget something. Okay. Now, you're telling me you lived at Eastover when you were at Hindman. What was that like? Living there with a bunch of boys, what kind of arrangement?
It was a very nice, it was a two-story building, and we had a house, a mother there, and I don't remember what her name was, I should. There was a Miss Jones that was in charge of the little boy's house. It was a little boy's house on the other side of there. And, but Eastover was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I could, if you had to, if you were upstairs, you had to go out the shed over the back of Eastover there was just a roof over a porch. All you had to do was go out your window and walk out of that and jump out onto the hill there.
That'd be an adventure.
but it was used there for quite several times.
How many people were in a room, or how was it set up?
There were about, let's see now, downstairs. They've got about four to a room, I think. Different size rooms too. It wasn't not a bad setup at all at Eastover. No, I liked it there. Then there was a section downstairs too. It was built on the hillside, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What were some of the rules that y'all had for living over there? Maybe like bedtime and things like that, or what were some rules that you had to follow since you lived on campus?
You know, none of that. I just don't remember what we had like that,
uh-huh.
because I never, well, it wasn't a bad bunch of boys.
Uh-huh.
And we went to bed early, and I was just talking about that window. I don't think I ever went out that window, but I know that some of the boys might have, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, I stayed there. I stayed there till my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, my grandmother lived right there in Hindman. Just right behind the courthouse, right behind the jailhouse at the old jail at that time. That house goes right up through there now. She lived there, and she wanted me to live with her. So that's what I did the last year, I guess,
mm-hmm.
was I lived there. Mm-hmm. Then I went home more often like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you like living at some school on the campus?
Oh yeah, no, I did. The thing about it was the loneliness, the homesickness.
Did you get real homesick?
Yes, I did. That was the worst part about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and you only went home once or twice a semester, I don't remember now.
Uh-huh.
And of course, back then, I had to ride home on a mule.
Yeah.
You know, road through there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was old, broken down. And I'd have one of these brothers of mine would over the weekend that I couldn't go home over there or something, he'd get on an old mule and ride from here to Hyndman over the weekend to just visit with me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I appreciated it at that time, too.
Yeah, because I've talked to different people, you know, that live there, and some people said at first they were a little homesick, but then it never did bother them. But I know that it's different for everybody. I mean, that would be hard.
Well, that's it, I think, because that's the only association with people was my own family right up here, you know. And when I left here, of course, that was my cousins that were at Uncle Dan's there. They was a... in fact, there's one woman still living of hers that lives down at Lake Cumberland, down there now. But the homesickness was the only thing that bothered me. Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe talk about actually being in school. Are there any classes that you took that kind of stand out in your mind? Maybe like classes you took in high school that kind of you remember or your favorites?
Well,
I like
tell you, you had the regular 16 hour, but I think that the Latin did more than anything else in the curriculum.
Why is that? Who taught
because,
you that?
Because, I had 2 years of Latin there. And from that, the English language was such a great help because half of the English language came from Latin words. And the conjugation of a sentence had Latin had a lot to do with it. Yeah, I think that was. And then I took a lot of math in the high school too.
Were you pretty good at math, or did you like that?
I must have, because when I came back, that was at Caney College, over down the Sloyd, that I took enough over there to get a teaching certificate. That wasn't much science, math in that. But when I came back and went to the University of Kentucky, I had 2 years of college. The first semester I took Algebra 2, college algebra. I took trigonometry. I took physics and one more class, all of them in one semester.
That's hard.
Now you talk about a load.
So did you feel like you were pretty well prepared to be in those classes after going to the city?
Well, I've made fair wage in it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Hmm. Yeah. But that's what I was always more interested in was math and science. It was just better for me. But I was in the education school, and you didn't have that. You didn't have to have that much.
Are there any teachers you had, like favorite teachers or ones that stand out in your mind from high school?
Oh, no, from high school.
Yeah. When you were at the settlement.
Oh, teacher, high school teachers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Foote, F-O-O-T-E, was the math teacher there at Hyndman, and she was real. She knew her math. Yeah, I Miss Foote was the most outstanding one to me, of course. What was the other lady? She Miss Foote, I remember her, but the other one was, it was a teacher that was she was very outstanding, and but she was English, I believe, is what she was.
I'm trying to think. I've heard a bunch of names, but I can't remember. Uh-huh. Somebody missing Miss Standish.
Miss Standish was Miss Foote and Miss Standish both were math over there. And then there was one that I've got a book that she wrote.
Ann Cobb?
Ann Cobb.
Okay.
Miss Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you like about her?
I just liked her personality. So she's just a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, did you know Mr. Steele? Was he there when you were there?
Well, Mr. Steele, I was there before Mr. Steele came,
mm-hmm.
and he taught me library science. That's the first year that he was there that just started teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Of course, I've known Jim Steele all my life now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of teacher was he?
He was a very intelligent and a very whether you know he was never married. I don't know. He just
uh-huh.
lived his life on in his work.
Uh-huh.
Built that cabin over there on Parkwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what were sort of things maybe that you all did when you weren't going to school, but you lived over there, maybe like activities or what are, I guess, kind of things that y'all did for fun, or do you remember any certain things that y'all would do?
Well, I just, the older one, we had a basketball team.
Did you play on that?
No, I lost a dollar on, some of the boys lost a dollar on me the year I graduated from high school. There in Hindman, Bent Mullen had a store that that had corn, 100 pound bags of corn, you know, to weigh it out, and mule feed and so forth. And they were talking to me, some of the parents there, that was in that store one morning, and they bet them a dollar. They saw me out there, and knowing that I was, year I was graduating,
mm-hmm.
and bet a dollar that, one of them bet a dollar that I didn't win 100 pounds. And the other one took him up. And I didn't know what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And so Ben hollered at me on the outside. And I said, Tom, come in here a minute. Said, I want to weigh you. Mm-hmm. And he put that 100-pound weight on that old scale and asked me to get up there and get on the scale. Well, I couldn't break the 100 pounds. So he had to back it off to 98. And it was at level then.
Well.
So this other, they had the biggest time out of that dollar. And I didn't know what was going on at first.
did you go to the basketball games?
Yes, I did, uh-huh. There at school, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember really one of the players, but they were, me a freshman and sophomore and some of those seniors, Porce Johnson, Merritt Johnson, were real good, and they at that time were Mousie residents. And later on, before I graduated, Copper John Campbell was over there. Copper John was a good ball player. Of course, he was a coach too, mm-hmm. but later on in life. But they had some good ball players.
Mm-hmm. Was that a pretty popular thing to do, I guess, go to the ball games with those?
Yeah, we didn't There was sports activity. I think I was still so homesick I didn't know a thing to home on anything else. Mm-hmm. Hey. But we had to work there in the settlement.
What kind of work did you do?
I worked in that doggone chicken yard.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that again, because we didn't get that on here. Maybe. What did you think about working in the chicken yard?
Well, my Aunt Rainey was cook for Miss Elkin at that time. And what was I going to say about it now? Well, anyhow, Miss Elkin, I had to take care of the chickens. They had two pens of hens and about a half a dozen roosters, and those things were so, they got so close to you, they just spurred you. But other than that, I think that's about the only thing I had to work at while I stayed the 3 years, I guess, that I was there, really. But,
Did you stay there during the summers, too, or did you come home during the summers?
I came home during the summers,
Because I know some people would stay and work. I didn't know if you did that or not.
No. No, I didn't. I didn't. I just remember that the last year, part of that year, that this highway, as I said, the concrete stopped right up, the blacktop stopped right up here, and from there on to the top of the mountain was not, just a broken down piece of hill. But from there on, it was still blacktop from their own behind them. And I had an old bicycle that I'd walk to the top of the Jones Fork Mountain, and my bicycle was in a little building up there. I'd get on that bicycle and ride back there behind them.
So how long was the trip? How long would it take you to get from your house up to Hyman?
Well, from my house, it would take longer to get from the house here to walk from here to the where my bicycle was than it was on the end.
Yeah.
It was from there, it was about that 5 mile there into Hyman. About 3 miles from here up to there. And it's 8 miles from here to Hyman.
That'd be a pretty good trip then, wouldn't it?
Every evening I'd do that. And I remember one time my mother wanted a gallon of vinegar, and I had a basket on the front of the old bicycle, and I put a gallon of vinegar in the front of that thing, in that basket, and I hit a rocky spot somewhere or another and broke the gallon of vinegar.
Oh no. Well, what kind of, I guess one thing we've been trying to get from people is, how important has it been to you that you got to go to the settlement school and get education?
Well, it was very fortunate that why I ever decided to go on to school. My mother just was, she was an old retired, she was a school teacher herself until she married and had a family. She had to take care of her family, but old Professor Clark there in Hyman, with so many courses, they would automatically give you a teaching certificate. And she taught for quite a while. I don't know where, of course, but whenever the children were born, she had to quit. But that's one of the reasons that she always wanted me to go to school.
Mm-hmm. I have just one more question for you. Now that, I mean, you've pretty much, you know, lived around here, like you said, for a long time, and you were part, you know, you're part of the settlement school because you went to school there. What kind of impact do you think that the settlement schools had on this area at that time, maybe, or I guess
I don't know. At that time, when the settlement school was, there was no roads or anything. It was, but it was about the only place if you wanted to go on to high school in this area was you had to go to Hyndman, you know. But after 1934, it was not bad because the buses went after 1934. But from 1929, 28 to the end, it was hard to get to Hyndman.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Several times it'd be raining and something, and I'd leave home and walk to my bicycle. But I'd get up right where the gap of the mountain is right now. But and there was a little path up that hill to where a big rock cliff was up on that side of that hill. And I spent several days during the several weeks, several days, or a week, one or two days a week, up there under that rock cliff. In other words, my mother think I was going to school, you know, that day. I'd go up there and lay out around in the woods up there, around that and have that place to get out of the rain. If it was raining, I hit right up on that hill there where that big rock cliff was. Instead of riding down the road in the rain.
Yeah.
And I did that quite several times during my life, during that year. Of course, they didn't know anything about it.
What? That's all the questions I had, but is there anything maybe that I haven't asked you that you think would be important to have on this, maybe, about your time in the settlement or any specific memories maybe you had?
The memories I had were about the old rooster. I remember him very well. And then, of course, we had still had the dairy barn over there. Where we had they had their own cattle, milk. Of course, I didn't do that. But, and back then, you know, they didn't have the electricity was made. There at the settlement school. But, I'm very proud of it and I'm very glad of it that I was a member of it. I tell you what, that part of it right now, I think more of it. I don't think anything about the new Hyndman, not Central High School. It's all the old school. That we had that when I went to school. Yep. I got the last year there, they got into the new school building, which was the old one right now, you know, the old block building there. 1932, I believe, whenever it was, we got classes in there in 32. But, I've been very fortunate in having enough intestinal fortitude, I guess, to stay with it.
Yeah.
And at the time, really, I didn't know why, except I didn't want my mother to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reason, I reckon.
But that went on in 34, that's when I graduated. Then I went 2 years from there on to Ellis Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.